Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Crypto Decrypted, debunking myths, understanding breakthroughs, and building foundations for digital asset investing. By Jake Ryan and James DiOrio. Foreword by Rick Edelman. Narrated by Rich Miller. Foreword. You're about to delve into one of the most fascinating technological innovations ever devised, and I'm a little jealous. You see, when I first heard about Bitcoin in 2012, it was still quite new, and I certainly wasn't looking for it. It kind of found me. It was easy to dismiss the notion of digital money as a fad or a fraud, and that's precisely what most people did way back then. Come to think of it, most people are still dismissing it. What a huge mistake, one that you're not making, judging by the fact that you're listening to this book. Unlike most people, you're ready for the knowledge you're about to obtain. Good for you. You might not yet understand what Bitcoin is or the blockchain technology that underlies it, but that's okay. At least you won't get quizzical glances when you tell friends and family what you're reading about. Come to think of it, the fact that there's a book on the subject is a huge advantage I didn't have back in 2012. So yeah, I'm a little jealous. Since you're still in the book's foreword, you're to be forgiven if the subject still makes little sense. A perplexed expression was certainly on my face the first time I heard of Bitcoin, despite, or because of, my knowledge and experience in the financial field. Digital money? What is that? I wondered. And more to the point, why do we need it? It took me about a year to fully understand the answers. It wasn't easy to get the information. There weren't any books available. And as I'd talk about crypto, most people dismissed the idea as a fad or fraud. They're wrong, of course. As you'll discover in this fine book by Jake Ryan and James DiOrio, blockchain technology and the digital assets it makes possible are revolutionary. The most profound innovation in commerce since the invention of the internet. Unfortunately, most people don't yet realize this, giving those of us who do a distinct set of advantages. By learning about this new tech, you'll be able to incorporate it into your life sooner than others, giving you both career and investment opportunities that evade others. If there's a downside to this tech, it's the fact that most people still don't get it. And over the past decade, I've found that those with the greatest disdain tend to be the people with the least amount of knowledge about it. Unfortunately, that still includes most financial professionals. As a group, financial advisors are as uneducated about crypto as everyone else, and that's a problem, considering that they collectively manage 2/3 of all American investors' money. What's an investor to do when their advisor knows nothing about this new asset class? Take control, learn about it yourself, and find an advisor who did the same. And this book is a great place to start. By the time you finish, you'll have a better understanding of blockchain and digital assets than most people. Along the way, you'll discover that Jake and James are great guides. Their passion is evident in these chapters, thanks to their knowledge and training as computer scientists, along with their expertise in AI and hedge fund management. They link AI, IoT, and robotics to blockchain technology. The result will be autonomous systems used in every industry and by every government to boost productivity and generate, transfer, and store value. This technological revolution is just getting started, and the convergence of AI and blockchain will change how we live, work, and play. That makes Crypto Decrypted essential, and by choosing to listen to it, you're taking an important step toward the future. Rick Edelman, Founder, Digital Assets Council of Financial Professionals, Host, The Truth About Your Future podcast. Note from the authors. We're excited to present this work to you. A little about us. We both come from the technology sector. Both of us have degrees in computer science and worked in the software development industry for the first 20 years of our respective careers, moving from developers to managers to, ultimately, business owners together. We worked together as partners from 2001 to 2004 and then went our separate ways, although we always kept in touch. The partnership worked, and it's a little bit of kismet that we're here together again bringing you this book. From Jake. I started angel investing in 2014 and made my blockchain startup investment in 2015. From those 15 angel investments made, I've had 4 exits and hold 1 investment that turned into a decacorn. I've worked with 2 VC accelerator firms, as well as being a strategic advisor for a private equity firm and an advisor to several venture-backed startups. Although I'm a technologist, my passion has always been investing. I bought my first mutual fund at the age of 15, my first stock at the age of 17, and started trading options at 22. It was in 2016 that I bought my first Bitcoin for roughly $475, and that led me to thinking a lot about this new industry. I love crypto because it's the intersection of tech and finance, and I knew it was time. I had the notion to start a crypto hedge fund in 2017, ultimately leading to Tradecraft Capital, which I soft-piloted in 2018 and then opened to private investors in 2019. It has been quite a ride. I'm proud of what we've accomplished and prouder to share this work with you. I hope you enjoy it. From James. My story starts the same as Jake's, but takes a few different turns. It's true that I'm a computer scientist. As a programmer, I enjoyed the challenge of developing complex applications, and although my early career was during the rise of the Internet, I really was so focused on my work that I missed the bigger picture as it was unfolding. I missed the forest for the trees, if you will. It was in 2012, while I was growing a software-as-a-service company, that my lead architect came to me and said, "Jim, I'm going to start Bitcoin mining." I thought he was nuts and was embarking on a fool's errand, and I thought no more of it. Then, in 2016, Jake told me about Bitcoin. I didn't really understand it, and when I saw the outlandish price of $674 a coin, I was clear that I missed the window, told Jake he too was nuts, and ignored the whole crypto thing. Boy, was I wrong. After an exit in 2017, I thought to myself, maybe I'm nuts. From there, my journey began. After a few years of traveling from Dubai to Toronto, New York to San Francisco, and everywhere in between, digesting every piece of information I could find, I became convinced. I became an early investor in Tradecraft, and was thrilled when Jake asked me to be an advisor and help him shape the Age of Autonomy thesis. I knew he was onto something. I also knew that many people were participating in this ecosystem without a real understanding of it, or worse, were ignoring it just as I had. It was then that I made it my goal to educate as many people as I could so that they didn't let this opportunity pass them by. I began with the concept of Crypto Decrypted as a way to educate, which ultimately turned into a monthly blog, and never looked back. I suppose that is what led us here, and why I'm so excited to share this with you. It's been an amazing ride. But from our view, we're still at the very beginning of one of the most exciting technological breakthroughs the world has ever seen. Our goal is to take a different point of view about crypto and digital assets. Most books talk about the technology of blockchain, but lean heavily into the investment potential of Bitcoin and digital assets. Similarly, it seems the majority of articles written focus on tokens or coins and their price. They contain headlines like, "Bitcoin is up $10,000 this year," or "Bitcoin fell to $20,000 from its peak of $68,000. While we certainly want to highlight the investment potential that digital assets can be, we also want to be sure you understand the technology and innovation that's occurred over the past few decades, and the profound impact this will have on society. We're now able to do something we couldn't do before, and that's why blockchain technology is important. That's ultimately why any blockchain-based digital asset has any value at all. The purpose of this book is to explain the technological innovation that's occurred and to try and unpack the what, how, and why from a technology viewpoint. Just as the Internet was the backbone of the age of telecommunications, blockchain technology is the backbone of a new wave. We hope that after finishing this book, you'll have a much better understanding of what digital assets are, what crypto and blockchain tech is, and why this breakthrough is so important. Crypto is a wild ride. The volatility, the change, and impact of that change occurs at breakneck speed. Many events over the past few years have destroyed value and investment by bad actors. Some events have destroyed value because we are still in an experimental phase and the technology is not yet mature. This happens during any technological revolution, as we're in the early stages of this technology adoption cycle. The vision of what we see as possible doesn't yet match what we can actually achieve, but it will. After this book, we hope you have a better understanding of what's going on and why it's so revolutionary. We hope you enjoy this book. Moreover, we hope that by the time you're done with it, you have the same wonder and excitement about this new age that we do. Enjoy! From our legal team. The discussions and content in this book is for informational purposes only. You should not construe any such information as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. Nothing contained in this book constitutes a solicitation, recommendation, endorsement, or offer by its authors or publishers to buy or sell any particular investments, securities, or assets. All discussion and content in this book is information of a general nature based on the author's current views and does not address the circumstances of any particular individual or entity or their investment portfolio. Nothing in this book constitutes professional or financial advice, nor does any information in this book constitute a comprehensive or complete statement of the matters discussed. The author is not your fiduciary, and you are not an investment advisory client of the author. You alone assume the sole responsibility of evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any information in this book before making any decisions based on such information. You should consult with your personal investment advisors before making any investment decisions. Introduction. The world of decentralized finance, cryptocurrencies, and blockchains has changed dramatically since I wrote my first book, Crypto Asset Investing in the Age of Autonomy, in 2019. When I was researching and writing that book, you could still buy a Bitcoin for less than $11,000, and most people had never heard of an NFT, much less the metaverse. The years since then have seen exponential growth in crypto projects, fans, and naysayers. My fund has expanded as well, and this time I'm collaborating with my business partner, James DiOrio, to bring you something a little bit different. For those of you who are familiar with crypto asset investing in the age of autonomy, we will touch on these concepts and also some of the fundamentals for the first-time listener. That book, however, was primarily about establishing the foundational thesis and providing a general broad perspective about how to build a crypto portfolio. We've written this book with a slightly different goal, particularly that of understanding. We noticed that there are plenty of books that discuss how, but often without real context of the why. To that end, this work will provide investors as well as the curious amateur with an in-depth understanding of blockchain, crypto, and emerging digital assets like NFTs, and, importantly, why they are so important, the breakthrough. We will also clear up common misconceptions about blockchain and crypto, the myths, and, ultimately, walk the listener through the essentials of making crypto a profitable and reliable instrument in savings, retirement planning, and active and passive investing activities, the foundations for investing. It's easy to mistake Bitcoin and other digital assets as just another new investment opportunity. Yes, it is that, but it's so much more. It's really the beginning of an entirely new economic infrastructure and technological foundation. We are eager to share not only our knowledge of this emerging technology and economy, but a vision of how it can be used to improve people's lives. These benefits are not just about making crypto millionaires. What if a Venezuelan struggling with a 2,719% inflation rate could put money into a cryptocurrency account to protect themselves from hyperinflation? Or a musician could sell a fraction of a digital music file and receive royalties every time their song was resold? Wishful thinking? Not at all. It already exists. The technology is there, and the marketplace is already forming around it. And those are just two examples of a fascinating new world that blockchain makes possible. After listening to this book, you will understand the innovation, properties, and promise of crypto in all of its many manifestations. Is investing in crypto scary? Yes. But what's scarier is continuing to use financial infrastructure that requires trust to complete a transaction. If you have to trust a bank or a counterparty to complete a transaction, you're taking on invisible risk that you no longer need to. When people get a taste of being able to use public financial infrastructure that is trustless, that doesn't require trust to complete a transaction, they're never going to want to go back to trust-required financial infrastructure. Just ask anyone from Lehman Brothers to Bear Stearns to MF Global to the Cyprus Bank to BlockFi to FTX to Celsius. Investors and customers alike all either had to go through a bankruptcy process or are currently in line with a bankruptcy process to try and get their pennies on a dollar. Once crypto and blockchain technology is really understood by the public, everyone is going to want to use trust-minimized, peer-to-peer public financial infrastructure to complete their economic transactions. That's what this whole crypto revolution is about. Removing counterparty risk. Removing the middleman. Removing the guy you have to trust with your money. Let's end this and build an economy that's transparent and can grow on sound money principles. That's what this is all about. We've written this book to provide both serious investors and the curious amateur with an in-depth understanding of crypto foundations and emerging assets like NFTs, and to clear up common misconceptions about crypto. Most of all, the book walks the listener through the essentials of making crypto a profitable and reliable instrument in savings, retirement planning, and active and passive investing activities. We will provide factual, informed, razor-sharp analysis of blockchain and cryptocurrency and other crypto assets and explore their value to the investor and the economy at large. We will acknowledge where risks lie, how to get started safely, and we'll debunk the unfounded myths around crypto. We'll discuss crypto history, its place in the economy, unpack the fundamentals of this technology, and, drawing on facts, lay out the details you can use. No pom-poms, no gibberish, no jargon. A word about style. As two of us are writing this, you, as the listener, will get well-rounded insights. We each have had our own experiences, and you'll find storytelling throughout. So when you hear a reference to a personal experience, it might be Jake, it might be James. We won't distinguish who the writer is, because that's not what is important. What is important is that the concepts have been delivered in a way that makes sense to you, and that both of us are of a common thought process on the content you'll find inside. We'll tell you why these financial innovations matter to the world and to you. We'll share a huge basket of developing opportunities as this new world of money evolves. Now, let's go. Part 1. The Primer. In part one of this book, we cover the basics of the technology and innovation of blockchain, tokens, smart contract platforms, and digital assets. We aim to give you a basic understanding, a primer into the world of digital assets. Once you have a better understanding of the technology and innovation of digital assets, you will be better equipped to understand the breakthrough, follow the debunking of the myths, and you'll see why investing in them is something every investor should consider. 1. What's the big deal about blockchain? Everyone is talking about crypto, the colloquial term for digital assets. Love it or hate it, it seems to be on everyone's lips. The fact is that crypto is now mainstream. From Main Street to Wall Street, your street to our street, everyone has an opinion. We would often go present to different groups, ranging from trade shows to investor summits, and even as little as 3 years ago, people looked at us like we were aliens. Truly, aliens bringing some unfathomable concept, and clearly not of this earth. Things have changed quite a bit over the past few years. Bitcoin is the most popular and well-known of the crypto assets built on a blockchain. Yet Bitcoin is only one of thousands of crypto networks, applications, and protocols empowered through blockchain technology. Stories of teens driving Lamborghinis or business people who invested, then lost, all of their Bitcoin by throwing away their wallet accidentally or forgetting a password permeated throughout. Riches were made and riches were lost, and everyone seemed to know about this volatile new asset. During this process, crypto has become somewhat of a dirty word. There is so much baggage around it that it's hard to actually cut through the noise. And with all the hype about making money, we see that the fundamentals and foundations of this amazing technology are generally overlooked and misunderstood. So let's start by understanding that blockchain technology is a breakthrough. Blockchain, recently made possible through decades of computer science and mathematical innovations, enables computers in different locations to access, verify, and share their data. By doing so, blockchain technology overcomes one of the biggest computer software challenges of all time: how to share information quickly and reliably among separate, unaffiliated entities without the involvement of a centralized gatekeeper. This is known as the Byzantine Generals problem and is discussed thoroughly in Chapter 12. The breakthrough in solving this problem cannot be overstated, as it allows peers to transact business without an overlord. That may seem rather ho-hum to you, but consider the simple act of handing your friend a $20 bill. You don't need to go to a bank or get permission. You can just do it. Well, before blockchain, the only way to digitally exchange something was to go through that central third party. Now you can just do it directly, like handing your friend a $20 bill. Four unique characteristics make blockchain revolutionary. Blockchain is 1. Decentralized. No central authority controls transactions occurring over the network. 2. Immutable. Posted transactions are there forever and can never be deleted or changed by anyone. 3. Transparent. Every transaction on the blockchain is public record and can be viewed by anyone on the network. 4. Authenticated with cryptography. Blockchains use complex mathematical codes to store and transmit data to ensure the legitimacy of each transaction and participant, just like an old-school signature. Every participant in the cryptoverse, via their crypto wallet, has a unique digital signature that's impossible to forge. These features of blockchain position this technology as the biggest technological disruptor since the Internet. Blockchain, however, unlike many technology breakthroughs, is actualized by and empowers those who use it. As Vitalik Buterin, co-founder of Ethereum, said, "Whereas most technologies tend to automate workers on the periphery doing menial tasks, blockchains automate away the center. Instead of putting the taxi driver out of a job, blockchain puts Uber out of a job and lets the taxi drivers work with the customer directly." This is what we mean by peer-to-peer. To start giving this context, let's talk about Bitcoin, which is a blockchain that is a worldwide peer-to-peer financial network. It's the network and interaction directly between two people that is really important, and the Bitcoin blockchain has grown significantly since its inception in 2009. A blockchain is a specialized database. Google began when two graduate students in computer science and mathematics at Stanford, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, prototyped their search engine called Backrub. Seriously. Page and Brin weren't planning on launching one of the history's most successful companies. Rather, as computer scientists and academics, the two friends saw the World Wide Web as a system of citation. In the world of academia, credible research is valued by how the author's work responds to citation, or reference, and by how future projects and publications cite the author's article or book. Well, the web, to Page and Brin, was simply a vast catalog of articles and information, but without a way to cite, reference, other works, it would not realize its true potential. To Page, the entire web was loosely based on the premise of citation. After all, what is a link but a citation? John Battelle wrote in his landmark book, The Search. If Page could divine a method to count and qualify each backlink on the web, as Page puts it, the web would become a more valuable place. This may seem strange now, but Page, Brin, and other computer scientists at the time saw the Internet as a graph. Each computer was a node, a data point, and each link on a web page connected the nodes. The result? A classic graph structure. Brin and Page envisioned a search engine as perfecting the academic citation model. Not only was the engine good, but Page and Brin realized it would scale as the web scaled, Battelle wrote. Because PageRank worked by analyzing links, the bigger the web, the better the engine. That fact inspired the founders to name their new engine Google, after Google, the term for the numeral 1 followed by 100 zeros. They released the first version of Google on the Stanford website in August 1996, 1 year after they met. We tell this story to make a point about innovation breakthroughs. In our daily lives, as we go about doing our jobs and getting stuff done, Google can seem like a utility service that mysteriously materialized on our computers. Of course, if we take a moment and think about it, we can dredge up a few relevant facts about how search engines came into our lives. Maybe inventing the wheel was an exception, but most technological breakthroughs happen as discoveries rooted in well-established systems begin to take hold. Jared Diamond observed that technology has to be invented or adopted. We say it is almost always both. Blockchain technology, then, was first invented, then adopted. Decentralized. It can be easier to start understanding blockchain as a new kind of database where data is stored on individual, independent computers that exist in locations all over the globe. This makes a blockchain network distributed, because it consists of many computers that are not all in one location. That's pretty easy to grasp. Decentralization is a little different, however, because blockchains are also decentralized. The best way to think about decentralization is to think about your photos on your laptop. If you drop your laptop in the ocean, you've probably lost your snapshots of vacation on the Big Island sipping a frothy, fruity rum drink. You may retort, "Not so," because you have a backup somewhere. That's great. However, if that backup goes kaput, then once again your pictures of that Mai Tai in Hawaii are gone. A next step, of course, would be to have all your photos uploaded to the cloud, a central location, which then allows us to download to multiple devices. In this, we're getting closer, but we still have that pesky central location. If that location falls into a sinkhole, the means to synchronize across all devices fails. What if there were another structure that didn't rely on single points of failure? In this example, what if there were 100,000 computers that all had copies of your photos? For some of you, that's a scary thought, so let's just pretend it's only the photos you want people to see. And every time you take a new photo, every computer gets a copy. That is decentralized. No single point of failure, no point more important than any other. That is decentralization. Blockchains are decentralized because every computer can access all of the information on a blockchain, which makes them very robust. There is no central entity controlling any given blockchain interaction. It's all kept on track with ingenious cryptography and computer software. Immutable. Almost every database technology in use today allows transactions to be altered or overwritten. This includes everything from bank balances to health records. In a blockchain, by contrast, once a transaction is written into a block, it is there forever and can never be deleted or changed by anyone. Period. So if Bob sends Sally one Bitcoin, BTC, once that transaction is confirmed, Sally has one BTC. That transaction is irrefutable, written in stone, and can never be changed. It's written on the blockchain. The computers in the network validate it, agree, and everyone has access to that transaction record. If Bob says it didn't happen, and even if Bob takes Sally to court, that BTC may be worth $1 million someday, we could look for the transaction on the chain and know the facts. There are
sample complete. Ready to continue?